said, "Who is the King of Glory?
Yeah.
The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in."
Oh, yeah.
Who is the King of Glory?
Yes.
The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory.
Yes.
Yes. Selah.
Yes.
And Acts, amen, 37. Amen. 237, sorry. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts."
Right.
"In their heart. And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" I'm going to preach a message on that with this title. It's just, the title's just so maybe it'll stick in my head. Maybe it'll stick in your head. Who, what, where, why, and how.
All right.
Right.
Amen. Brother, if you pray.
Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for truth. Touch us in this place. Open our hearts, Lord. Let us hear what your Spirit is saying in the church this hour. Lord, deliver us away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I love that scripture in the book of Psalms. Amen. It sounds so victorious. It sounds so powerful. It sounds like, amen, you're telling somebody, amen, how happy you are to know this and how glorious He is and how you worship Him. Who is, amen, this King of Glory? Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty.
Yeah, right.
Amen. There's nothing more mighty than the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ. There is nothing in this world, though they can come up with atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs, those bombs that can blow up in the atmosphere that mess up all the technology and all the things, all the big armies. They talk about China having millions and millions and millions, maybe a billion man army and all these things, but it doesn't hold a candle to the power of God. Amen. It doesn't hold any. He's strong and mighty.
Yes, he is.
The Lord mighty in battle. Praise the Lord. Can you lift your hands? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you serve Him today? He's mighty in battle. He cannot lose if we'll hold on to His unchanging hand. Amen. It says, lift up your heads. Amen. As if sometimes we might feel vulnerable, and we do. But He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. If we entertain the Spirit of God, if we love Jesus, if we do His will, and we fight the good fight of faith, and when we fail, we get up and try again. Amen.
Thank you.
He will come in.
Yes, He will.
And continue to come in.
Yes.
He knows we're but flesh.
Right.
It's not an excuse just to do what we want.
Right.
But He knows that we're but flesh.
Right.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who?
The Lord of hosts.
Yes.
He is the King of Glory.
Yes.
Praise God.
Right.
Can we clap our hands? Because He's the King of Glory. Praise God. Who and what is this King of Glory?
Right.
I'll tell you who He is, and you know who He is. This is not to be some revelation to you. Amen. I just hope that these titles would come back in your heart maybe. Maybe sometime when your heart becomes dry, or sometimes when you feel alone, or sometimes when you maybe even forget God a little bit.
Right.
Then you'll remember this. One day, amen, and you will feel His presence.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Who is this King of Glory? He is God manifest in the flesh. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord. Amen. He's the one that sits on the throne. There is not three that sit on the throne. There's one that sits on the throne. That's the only one you'll see is Jesus Christ. That's who the King of Glory is.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
God manifests in the flesh. He is what Philip asked the Lord. He said, Jesus, show us the Father.
Show us the fight.
We might look and say, my God, just like Jesus, have I been so long time with you? You've not known me, Philip.
Right.
He that has seen me has seen the Father.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
He was God manifest in the flesh. Amen. Matthew 1:23 talks about a child shall be born. Amen. A virgin shall be with child. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. Which is what? God with us. God with us. And then God manifest in the flesh. That's who the King of Glory is. Amen. John 1:29 says he's the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Amen. The Lamb of God. I'm going to read you because I can't quote it. I used to, but my memory's kind of going away. Well, I think it's already went away. But I got some of it left. Amen. Isaiah 9:6. I'll just wing it. And his name shall be called. Amen. His name shall be called Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Counselor.
Counselor.
The Mighty God. The Prince of Peace.
Yes.
What else? The Everlasting Father. That's who He is.
Yes.
That's who the King of Glory is. And He's revealed that to us.
Right.
He's shown us who He is. He's revealed Himself to us.
Right.
I'm no royalty.
Right.
I wasn't born of any special anything.
Right.
But He chose to reveal His identity to me. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. He's the Savior of the whole world. Paul said, especially those, amen, especially those that believe in Him. He's the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus. There is no other way. There's no Roman road where they roam. There's nothing. There's no accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. Amen. None of that. I'd ask, did He accept me? Not did I accept Him. Amen. He's the, amen, the God of heaven. Amen. The Messiah. Here it is, the Anointed One.
Yes.
Amen. I'm so glad He's the Anointed One. And He anointed me one day and filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's the grappler of my soul. Amen. Through the agony of the garden, that He, amen, said, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, Thine will be done, not mine. He grappled with my soul. He grappled with the souls of all men of the world.
Right.
He grappled with it. He wrestled with it. The man, Christ Jesus.
Right.
Amen. And amen. Who and what? On Calvary.
Yeah.
A gruesome death on Calvary. If we can remember this, I got more. Amen. When we feel my eyes are dry, as the song said.
Right.
My heart is cold. If that ever happens, remember the King of Glory.
Yeah.
Remember that He filled you with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Remember that He loved you when you were unlovable.
Right.
I was unlovable. He died for me before I even cared about Him. Thank you, Jesus. He's the lover of my soul when I was unlovable.
Right.
He ran to me after I denied Him, ignored Him, cursed Him, and ran away, just like the prodigal. Amen. He ran to meet me. Once the song says, the only time I ever see Him run, when He ran to meet me.
Yes. Right.
Amen. And He did. One man said the reason He ran is because his brother, amen, would have killed him if he didn't get there first. Now, I don't know about that, but that's man. But Jesus ran, amen, to put His arm around him and take him back into the fold.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says that He ran to us.
Yes.
Who and what were we?
Right.
Oh, everybody was something. Some of us lived a little while before we came to the Lord. Some of us were born in this, but we all, amen, have to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We were without Christ.
Yes.
We were aliens from the commonwealth of God. Amen. We were broken. And I don't like this word, but hopeless.
Right.
Hopeless.
Yes, without the Lord.
My neighbor was hopeless.
Yes.
Amen. He could have died in his bed.
That's
Oh, yes. He won't even remember how he wandered across the street and knocked on my wall and couldn't even speak a word except something's wrong with his eyes closed. He didn't even know. He could have died in his bed, but by the grace of God, he brought him over. And then he got to the hospital. Amen. He had no pulse. He had no pulse. Amen. They worked on him and he became, amen, where his heart was beating. Hopeless. Hopeless. Right. I'm glad that God gave him hope and I'm glad he gave us hope.
Yes.
Amen. Where? Where? Who? What? Where? The battlefield of our soul.
Right.
Amen. The battlefield of our soul. I don't know, every man and woman in this earth, when you're born in sin and shapen in iniquity, amen, if you live a while, we're headed for a devil's hell.
Right.
The whole world, unless God intervenes.
Right.
Amen. I know what he did for me. I was headed that way. Could have died any time. But he set up, amen, a roadblock. I had to take an exit, amen, off with another road, so to speak, spiritually speaking. And I have no idea, but he touched my life. And I was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Can you clap your hands? The battlefield of lost souls. It is a battlefield.
Right.
Amen. The one song said, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came here to stay. How about you?
Right.
Amen. It was hand-to-hand combat. That must be a terrifying thing, but the Lord was willing to do that. I'm going to read you, amen, what it says in Ephesians. Amen. In Ephesians 6, 11 and 12, it says this, put on the whole armor. Hand-to-hand combat. Put on the whole armor of God that ye be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yeah.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is where the Lord dwelt. This is where the Lord grappled for our soul. This is where the Lord intervened when he seen in the book of Isaiah, he saw that truth was trampled in the street. He saw there was no justice. He saw us in a pathetic state.
Right.
And he came down, amen, as a man, robed himself in flesh.
Yes.
So that we might live.
Yes.
Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
Yes.
And the violent take it by force. This word violent means physical force intended to hurt or kill. I'm telling you, it's a battle for the souls of man.
Yeah.
There was a battle fought for our soul, for our well-being.
Yeah.
There was a battle fought, amen, so that we might make it all the way.
That's right.
Amen. And in that wrestling match, in that hand-to-hand combat, Jesus, amen, prevailed.
Yeah.
It said that he, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, I guess it is, he goes, that he prevailed. Because he prevailed to go into the heart of the earth.
Yes.
And I don't know how it all worked, but if you could let my mind, amen, let my imagination, he went down and took the keys from the devil of death and hell.
That's right.
Amen. He took them. Amen. Took them back after he deceived mankind all the way in the Garden of Eden. But he took them back. You know why he did it? For us. Remember that. When you become dry, remember what he's done.
Right.
And you know all he wants in return is us to love him.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds charismatic, I know. But that's what it is. All he wants is to have fellowship in the cool of the day. All he wants to have fellowship like Enoch might have had. I don't know how that was. All he wants us is to praise him and to worship him. Because he knows when we do that, and he reciprocates, amen, to us.
Yes.
Amen. Why? And how? Amen. I'm going to read another scripture to you. John chapter 3. A very familiar scripture. Amen. John 3, 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes.
And verse 17, we don't hear it near as much as the other. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands? He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Thank you, Lord.
Woke me up this morning, started me on my way.
Yes, he did.
He didn't
thank
have
you,
to do
Jesus.
It. But he did.
Thank
I'm thankful
you, Lord.
He did.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Why and how? Because he loved us. Because
yes.
he had pity
yes.
and
yes.
compassion. Psalm 78:38 said he's full of compassion.
Yes.
Amen. And Psalm 136 at the end of every verse, it says, and his mercy endureth forever.
Yes.
Amen. How? He paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Right. Yes.
The terrible death. And he was all alone.
Oh, Jesus.
He was deserted by all his friends.
Oh, yes. Right. Yes.
As he was hanging there, you know, people have a lot of controversy about this, but the man Christ Jesus for a moment or a second or a part of time departed and his flesh had to die. God can't die.
Yes. Right.
But Jesus died on the cross.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He died alone.
Right.
The same people. Amen. Most likely that he had walked and talked with and gave him hope and fed him and everything else, mocked him. But yet he died.
Right.
Just like Stephen died, and he had the face of an angel and said, lay not this to their charge.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He paid the ultimate sacrifice, yes. a terrible death. All alone, deserted with mockers. Amen. When I think about when he was in the garden and all the boys went to sleep. There he was, praying. And praying with such intensity that it was as if great drops of blood. Such stress. And it was only for us. Amen. For mankind. How? How do we show our appreciation? We give him all the glory.
Right.
We give him all the honor.
Right.
We give him all the praise.
Yeah,
right. We live a life of holiness.
Yeah.
We glorify him with our life. We're a light on a hill that's yeah. not under a bushel. We're shining a light for the
yeah.
Lord. Amen. We're ready to give an answer. Amen.
Yeah.
For our hope.
Right.
When we really love him, it's not hard.
Right. Right.
Because he loved us first. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. When we think about love in human terms, it's nothing. It's nothing in comparison
right.
to the love that Jesus is talking
right.
about.
That's right.
The love that he would lay down his life for his friends.
Yeah.
My God, that's huge. Remember that when things get a little cold. Amen for you. Amen. How do we show our appreciation? Give him all the glory, praise, and honor. I'm going to read in Psalm 150. I'll tell you another way. Amen. I love this. It says, everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. But I want to read the whole thing. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals.
Yes.
Let everything that hath breath. Let everything that hath breath. Let everything that hath breath. Praise ye the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We read First Chronicles. Amen. If I can get there fast enough. Sorry. I try to mark these things, but there it is. 1 Chronicles 16:23. Amen. It says this. Amen. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen. His marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds, amen, of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty
of holiness.
Oh, yes.
Right. Amen. Isn't He wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't He wonderful?
Thank
and you know what? When we worship Him, amen, He inhabits the praises.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. When that young lady back there took off, He was pleased.
Yes. Right.
He got excited Himself.
Right. Yes.
And she took off. I mean, she got excited. And when we get excited, He gets excited.
Yes.
Like
right.
A nuclear fusion of some kind. And the atoms split. And God moves and says, that's my girl.
Right.
That's my boy.
Right.
That's my people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what He wants to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read you another one out of Psalm 95, 1 through 5 says this, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Yes.
Right.
Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And make a joyful noise unto Him with song.
Right.
Doesn't that sound really happy?
Yes.
Amen. See that, Dan? Look, I'm happy.
Right.
I'm happy. I can get up and feel like a grump. And when I think about these things, who, what, where, why, and how, sounds like some English class. But whatever it is, I can remember the glory of God, His mercy, His grace, and everything about it. I can get a smile on my face and go over my head and leap and do whatever it takes and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Do you love Him tonight?
Amen.
I love Him tonight.
Oh, Lord, we love You.
Hallelujah. I love Him tonight. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And we know Him. And He's our God. And we can cry, Abba, Father, to Him.
Right.
Amen. His hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord. Our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people, amen, of His pasture and the sheep of His hand today, if we will hear His voice. Praise the Lord.
Right.
Amen. I got another one.
Jesus.
Amen. I read this stuff sometimes when I'm in the house.
Thank You, Lord.
Man, I hold my breath because I'm so excited.
Right.
I don't want to hold it too long, but amen. Psalm 69:30 simply just says this, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. You know what? If you start praying, you say, thank you, Jesus. I've done it. Thank you, Jesus. You start feeling the Holy Ghost and the power of God and the mercies of God and all the attributes of God. Thank you, Jesus. And we sure got a lot to be thankful for.
Yes.
Amen. Enter in His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. He's been good to me.
Yes.
When I didn't even deserve it, that's for sure. He knew me when I didn't give Him the time of day, when I could care less about Him, when I only cared about what I wanted to care about and what made me happy, supposedly.
Yes.
Amen. He knew me when I didn't give Him the time of day.
Right.
But
right.
He still loved me. And He still moved on me. Yeah. He made it happen. It's like a chessboard. I kept moving away. I always played defense.
Right.
And I was doing the same thing. He was playing offense until He got me in checkmate. I didn't know what to do but get baptized in Jesus.
Right.
He can checkmate me anytime He wants.
Yes.
He rescued me when I didn't know I was drowned. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, there was a time when I was at Paso Grande Beach years ago. And I was out there, and I was one little speck out there in the middle of out there in this, what they call a riptide. Kept pushing me out. And I was trying to get in. I couldn't get in. I was only about 18 years old, but I was still trying to get in. I couldn't get in, and they kept pushing me out and pushing me out. Nobody would have even known I drowned for a while. But the Lord knew where I was.
Yes.
Right.
Somehow I went around or in it or did something, and I got out of it. But that's the same way we are in this life.
Right.
We're drowning. The world's drowning, I should say. The people that go up and down this road are drowning, and they don't even know it.
That's right.
Yes. I'm so glad that He saw me drowning, and He was the lifeguard that saved my life.
Yes.
Amen. He gave me an exit from the highway to hell.
Yes.
That's more than just a song.
That's right.
I was headed the wrong direction. I don't know about you.
Good Jesus.
My wife and I were, I probably told this story before, 4 years into our marriage. And I was a lot of things I shouldn't have been, but I was going to, we were going to be divorced. And she didn't even know it because I was so selfish. I was just going to go one more time, go back to Korea, so I could escape like some kind of a coward.
All right.
Be gone a year. But somehow, I said to her, somehow by the Spirit of God, I felt like I asked her, do you want to go to church somewhere? We had no idea. She was a Lutheran, I was a Catholic. I wasn't a very good Catholic, I'll tell you. But I don't think you ought to be very good to be a Catholic. Sorry, no visitors. We'll move on. You wouldn't believe it, but I actually visited the seminary. I was going to be a priest, but I didn't like the idea where you couldn't be, have a wife. Kind of made me question those boys. Amen. He gave me a way out.
Yes.
So,
yes.
If you would remember in those times, maybe you don't have them times, but I sure do. Remember who, what, where, why, and how. You don't have to remember everything I said about it. And this wasn't the most eloquent thing you ever heard. But I'll tell you something. When you're feeling like you're out of sorts, just remember all these things. What he did.
Right.
Why
yes,
he did it.
Yes.
Who did it? Who's the Lord of glory? Who loves you?
Right.
And you know what? It might just give you a little more strength.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Amen. Sister Marissa, could you sing that song? I asked my wife, and she's as bad as I did, You sang it here, and it was like the first one or the second one. Yes. We're all bad.
Anybody remember?
You are good.
That was the first one.
What's the second one?
How great is our God?
That's it.
How great is our God?
That's it. I asked my wife, I thought she was the best half of my brain, but we're on equal footing sometimes.
Thank you,
Amen. Could you stand? I'd just like to ask you, just lift your hands. Is he not worthy of our praise? I know that's a loaded question. He certainly is. If you take a look at what the Lord has done, he healed my body. He touched my mind. Just, hallelujah, just in time. Be thankful. Know he was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. Oh, God, I love you. He was there all the time. He saw it all. How embarrassing sometimes. Thankful. Revelation 2:17 talks about him giving you a white stone with a new name written on it, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. A white stone where you and him, you're the only one and he's the only one. That's the God I serve.
Yes.
Isn't he wonderful?